Hi, so I'm Soila, and I'll be talking about Thea, which is a visualization tool for problem diagnosis in large Hadoop clusters. This is joint work with Elmer Gaduno, Jiachi Tan, and our advisors Rajiv Gandhi and Priya Narasimhan. So Hadoop is an open source implementation of MapReduce, and MapReduce is a popular parallel computing paradigm that is used for data intensive computing. And lots of companies use Hadoop. If you go to the Hadoop Powered By page, you notice there are over 100 different companies such as Yahoo, Facebook, Hulu, who are using Hadoop. Problem diagnosis in Hadoop is challenging, and the main challenge comes about because there's an overwhelming volume of monitoring data. And the other thing is that there are many complex interactions between components, and these can obscure the root cause. So our goal was to generate visualizations that will aid in diagnosis. I'll give a brief background on Hadoop for those who might not be familiar with it. Hadoop uses a master-slave architecture. So you have the job tracker, which is the master, and the task trackers, which are the slaves. And the task trackers run the map and reduce tasks. So a large job is split into chunks, which are processed by the map tasks, and then the reduced task collates the results of the map tasks and outputs it to a file. The job tracker also logs the status of each job, and we harvest these logs for our visualization. So we looked at our visualizations in the context of the Open Cloud Computing Cluster. This is an academic research cluster for data-intensive computing at CMU. And the cluster is a 64-node cluster. Each node has 8 cores, about 16 gigabytes of DRAM, and 4 1-terabyte disks, and 10 gig E connectivity. So the researchers are mostly students. We do have some staff members. And they're familiar with Hadoop, so they write their own Hadoop code, and they run a diverse set of real workloads, such as graph mining, natural language translation. And there are currently several tools available on the cluster for diagnosis. We have the Hadoop Web Console and Ganglia, which monitors resources like CPU memory. And the sysadmins also have access to Nagios, which sends alerts whenever any services go down. So the shortcomings of the current tools mainly revolve around scale and difficulty in correlating observed symptoms to an actual root cause. If you look at Ganglia, it displays information as using multiple panels. So each panel represents a node, and you have a certain metric that, so you view the time series of that metric. But if you have a large number of metrics or a large number of nodes, this can easily overwhelm a user. Similarly with Hadoop, Hadoop lets you track the status of different tasks, such as maps and reduces, and it'll give you progress indicators, and you can click through and see what tasks have failed. But if you have a task that, say, has over 100,000, if you have a job that has over 100,000 tasks, this can easily start to overwhelm a user because you'll have to start clicking through multiple screens and trying to correlate the exceptions you're seeing with some sort of root cause that you have in mind. So last year, we did a study of what the users of our clusters want from their monitoring tools. And this research is published in Chymet 2011. And we've discovered that they want to know basically two things. They want to know whether the problems they're observing are due to their own job. So was it a software bug or a misconfiguration on their behalf? Or was it a legitimately slow job due to a data skew? And these are problems they can fix themselves. Or they want to know whether the problem is due to something in the infrastructure, such as resource contention or hardware failure, and these they can refer to the sysadmin. So We developed Thea, which is a visualization tool for anomalies in Hadoop clusters. And what we tried to do is map the anomalies we're observing to a broad class of problems. And the problems we targeted are hardware failures, application issues, and data skew. So Thea is an interactive tool. It supports data exploration, so you can drill down from a cluster-level visualization to a job-level visualization, and you can hover around the visualization to get more context about what you're seeing, so what job it was, where it was running. And we have a compact representation to support scale, and currently we are able to visualize hundreds of nodes. So the way we implemented Thea is we mined the job history logs that are output by the job tracker. These logs tell us about what type of task it is, for example, a reduce, what the status of that task was, did it fail, did it succeed, where it ran. And we also have other counters such as the number of file bytes read and written. And so we just use log parsers, which are just Perl scripts with regex, and just pass through these logs. It takes about 30 seconds, and we store it in the database. And then when we want to render it on the browser, we have a servlet that performs anomaly detection, and then we rely on the D3 visualization framework to visualize our tools, our images. So the whole anomaly detection and rendering of the visualization takes about 2 seconds or so. So in order to quantify anomalies, we rely on the assumption that Hadoop will balance load pretty well across the cluster. And so in the absence of faults, we expect that tasks belonging to a particular job will perform similarly. So any significant deviations will signal problems. We use three types of indicators to determine anomalous behavior. So we look for large task durations, which signify performance degradations. We look for large deviations in data processed, which would signify a data skew. And we look for high failure rates. Then we use a simple statistical measure, which is the Z-score, that measures the deviation from the mean to signify how anomalous a particular measurement is. The Z-score is normalized by the standard deviation. So we use a set of rules to map the anomalies we observe to problem classes. So the heuristics we use depend on the time, space, and value of the anomalies we're observing. So if it's an application problem, we observe that it's limited to a single user or job over time, and it spans multiple jobs because it's the same software bug being processed on multiple nodes, so you will see the same exception for the most part. And in terms of the way it manifests, it'll either manifest as a slow or failed task, or as a data skew. For infrastructural problems, we notice that they're typically limited to a single node, and they will affect multiple jobs over time. And in terms of how they manifest, they'll either manifest as a slow or failed tasks. So we developed three types of visualizations. The first is an anomaly heat map. This is a cluster-level visualization, and it's a high-density overview of the nodes in the cluster. We developed two visualizations for job to view job level data. The first is a job execution stream where you can just scroll through jobs and get an aggregate view of their status. And the last one is a job execution detail where we have a more detailed view of a given job and you can monitor its progress over time. So anomaly heat map shows us cluster performance. And what it does, it summarizes job performance across nodes, and we rely on color variation to visualize the anomalies. We went with a blue-red color scheme in case people are colorblind. And our visualization is compact. We use 2x2 pixel to represent each job or node. And you can represent about 1,200 jobs and 700 nodes on a 27-inch display. So this visualization is best suited for visualizing infrastructural problems. So this is an example of a problem we had on our cluster. So the heat map on the x-axis shows the job ID sorted by start time, and on the y-axis, each square represents a node ID. And we noticed this performance degradation because it was associated with a single node over time, and it spanned multiple jobs, which meant that it's most likely a problem with the infrastructure as opposed to a problem with the application. Another example of how you could use a heat map is to view an application-level problem. So with application-level problems, we found that they tend to span multiple nodes, and this particular job belonged to a single user who was just writing a lot of data and causing resource contention. So we could also tell blacklisted nodes by the absence of color. So that's another useful feature of this visualization. The next visualization I'll go through is the job execution stream. And this visualization shows us job performance across nodes as a scrollable stream of jobs sorted by start time. And we display the performance of the map and reduce phases and use color variations to visualize anomalies. So this visualization shows us some context about the job, such as its name, how long it ran, what its status was, and we also use color to visualize anomalies in duration. It's best suited for detecting application-level problems. So I'll walk you through the job execution stream visualization. We tried to capture as much information as possible in as little space as possible. So the first thing you see is just some metadata about the job, its name, what time it started, how long it ran, and whether it succeeded or failed. And then the squares represent the map. M is for the map tasks, R is for the reduce task, and each square represents a node. So it's the aggregate behavior of map tasks on that particular node. So if a node significantly deviates from its peers, we represent that as a darker color. For example, this particular node had a performance that was worse than its peers. We also use borders around the nodes to represent the task status. So if a node has lots of failed tasks, we have a red border around it, and the width of the border indicates the severity of the failure. So if it has a high failure rate, it has a higher, a wider border. MapReduce also has speculative tasks where you can run multiple copies of a task and just select the output of the first one that completes. So any tasks that were killed by speculative execution, we indicate that by yellow borders. So next I'll show you an example of a problem that we diagnosed. So this particular example shows a job that has failed, and the visualization clearly shows that all the failures are localized to the reduce phase, and so a user can easily figure out that there must be a problem with their code in the reduce phase. The next visualization shows an example of a data skew, where you have one map task which is much slower than all its peers. So this indicates that a particular node in the cluster is just processing a lot more data than its peers, and you might want to look at that even though it's not necessarily a problem if you don't. So the last visualization is a job execution detail. This is a more detailed view of the job status. It's less compact than the job execution stream. And what we did here is we use size to show the volume of I/O processed, and we also capture the progress of the task over time. It's also suited for software bugs and data skews. So the way the job execution detail works is very similar to the job execution stream. We have metadata about the job at the top, so the name, the status, and how long it took. We have the map and reduce phases displayed separately. And the sizes of the boxes represent how much data a particular node has processed. So if you have a larger square, it indicates that that particular node has processed a lot more data. We also split each square into 5 equal time slots, which would help us track the progress of the task over time. So in this particular case, you would have the task starting off as normal and then becoming anomalous, indicated by a darker color, and then having some idle period. This is an example of how we represent data skew. So we see that the squares at the very beginning of the visualization are much larger than all its peers. So it indicates the first 3 nodes are processing a lot more data than the peers, and you might need to rebalance how you partition your data in order to get the best performance out of Hadoop in this case. We also have an example of a bad network interface controller that degraded performance, which is indicated by the really tiny square that's dark. And if you hovered over that square, it would tell you which node it is, how many tasks succeeded, how many tasks failed, how much data that particular node processed, and how much time was spent there. So users can have an interactive, can interact with our visualizations. We evaluated the tool by analyzing 1 month's worth of data on the OpenCloud cluster. This was about 1,300 jobs, comprising of about 1.83 million tasks. And we manually identified about 157 application problems in 2 data SKUs. We also talked to our system admins, and we found out that there were 45 hardware problems in that particular time period, 42 disk controller failures. We had 2 hard drives that were just bricked, and 1 network interface card failure. And what we did is we visualized each of these problems and to discover whether our heuristics matched up with the problem class that we had identified. So, in terms of the performance of our tools, we found that the job execution stream and job execution detail were very good at diagnosing application level problems, which is pretty intuitive, and the heat map wasn't good at it at all. For infrastructural problems, the heat map was able to identify 33 out of the 45 failures in that particular period, while the job level visualizations only identified 10, and data skews were identified by both types of visualizations. We think that the false negatives that occurred with the infrastructural problems were mainly due to blacklisted nodes and idle times where we didn't have any job data running, so we couldn't diagnose the problem. So in conclusion, we developed Thea, which visualizes problems in Hadoop. It has compact interactive visualizations of job behavior, and it maps the anomalies observed into broad classes of failures, namely hardware failures, software bugs, and data skew. And we evaluated our tool on real incidents in a Hadoop cluster. In terms of next steps, we want to deploy this on the production cluster because currently it's running offline, and also conduct a user study to evaluate the effectiveness of the UI for diagnosis. So, any questions? Yes, so we do have tools that do automatic problem classification that we've developed separately from this. What we're trying to do is figure out how to integrate those with the visualizations.
state of the open compute cluster processes per day, mm-hmm. look at those logs. Do you have a feel for how it scales? Like you said, Facebook uses Hadoop and they do petabytes a day as opposed
yeah.
to hundreds of megs or gigs a day. So do you have a feel for how well this scales as far as not just visualization but processing time?
Yeah, I think with our current setup, the processing time would not be linear because they're really hacked up Perl scripts. So you'd need something a lot more intelligent than that. But if you had something that was processing the data incrementally as opposed to just a batch process at the end of the day, I think it should be scalable.
So I have a question. The view that shows you the sizes mm-hmm. of the data being processed, for example, can you get a sense of, you know, this node always appears smaller than its peers over multiple MapReduce jobs?
Yes. So currently we do it manually. Just eyeballing it and seeing. Yeah, it should be fairly easy to.
Do you have any idea of how you would sort of present that? Would you do sort of when you mouse over it, you could say, you know, get historical data for that node presented in some particular way?
I think that might be one way around it. Either that or you could just simply start off by saying this node has a problem and then instead of presenting it the jobs first, you could present the node perspective first.
I think that would be very important because there are a lot of cases in which, for example, let's say the memory on a node is flaky.
Yeah.
Right, but it's happening, it's degrading perhaps over a longer period of time. So sometimes you see relatively normal performance and sometimes you see weird performance.
Uh-huh.
Right. So now you've got to try to correlate in over the temporal aspect
yeah.
of, you know, what's actually going on in the machine as opposed to just, you know, having run, you know, 10 jobs a day and you know, one out of the 10 jobs
yeah.
the node was bad.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not going to tell me much. I'll look at it and I'll say, I wonder why. It's probably just a freak thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then if I know over successive time periods that this keeps happening on a probably non-predictable basis, but I have a better idea.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So it seems like a lot of the work is predicated on this being the right user interface.
Uh-huh.
Have you looked into doing user studies or working with some of the HCI people at CMU to check whether this actually does make people more effective?
Yeah, so that's the next step that we're working on. Yeah.
So we're actually a little bit early, which is never really a bad thing. Let's thank Soila for giving us this presentation.